This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back to the Essentially You podcast. I am your host, Dr. Marisa Snyder, and I'm here to help you rock your hormones and feel great in your body so that you can reclaim more energy, vitality, and joy and become the CEO of your health. Let's jump on in. I'll never forget when I knew deep in my bones that I needed to do something big to change the course of my health, because the little things that I was doing, although they were helping a bit, weren't moving the needle big enough for me to feel better. I mean, really better. See, I vividly remember being in a place where I was facing a whole host of symptoms, but I had no explanation. Stubborn belly fat, crazy mid-afternoon sugar cravings, lagging energy throughout the day, migraines, heavy painful periods, and lots of bloating and discomfort, and so many other things that were making each and every day a struggle. I felt like crap. I remember just wanting my body to function again and to actually fit back into my clothes. I mean, was that too much to ask? So one day, after I said enough is enough, and I'm not sure you've ever been in that place where you're just like, I cannot continue to go down that road any longer. I was finally ready for a radical change to move me in the right direction. So I looked for some pretty solid detox programs that I had heard about where the food was the focus, and along with some effective supplements, I fully committed. And after 21 days of super clean eating, I felt like an entirely different person. For the first time in my life, I had food freedom, meaning I wasn't addicted to any foods. I'm talking salt, sugar. I felt like I could clean my slate and just feel like I could make great, healthy decisions moving forward. My taste buds were restored. I lost 11 pounds. I felt lighter and more clear. No more bloating, no more migraines, and no more crappy energy. It felt like I had a new lot in life. I had never had such a massive transformation in my health in such a short period of time that inspired so many healthy changes. It was one of the best gifts I ever gave myself, and I'm thrilled to offer it to you. Over the years, I have used my 14-day clean eating protocols, or detoxification protocols, to get my autoimmune symptoms into remission, to restore my energy, to heal my gut and liver, and to even get pregnant at 41 years old. I've used the same program to restore my metabolic flexibility after pregnancy and continue to lean on this protocol for many, many, many years. I will always be leaning on this protocol because it works. It's that powerful and that effective. It's the ultimate game changer. And it has been a game changer for thousands of people so far. So if you're thinking to yourself right now that you need something new, a plan that actually is going to move the needle in your health, especially after 2+ months of holiday celebrating and doing all the things, right? I want you to know that this detox is for you. Whether you are looking to reduce some significant inflammation or just drop the excess holiday weight, this simple yet effective detox is your ticket to epic results. But don't take my word for it. Obviously, I am simply the creator and a mama who has a really big why for staying healthy. Instead, I invited three fellow detox rock stars today to the show. This is the first time I've ever done this. I invited Spring, Candace, and Jan to share their experiences. All three women I invited on today have done the 14-day detox more than once, and they all have very different reasons for why they did it. From struggles with adrenal fatigue to PCOS to recovering from cancer treatment. Each one of these women have an incredible story to share, along with tips on how they made the detox fit into their life, whether they had families or partners or other things going on in their life at the same time, because life never stops, right? And if we're going to make a decision towards really restoring our health, we got to find ways to weave it into our life. And that is exactly what they did. So without further ado, I'm excited to kick off their success stories with you today. Let's welcome Spring, Candace, and Jan onto the show. Spring, Candace, and Jan, I am so thrilled to have each and every one of you come on and share your experiences on the 14-day detox. And I believe, if I'm correct, each of you have done it more than once. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Yes, yes, yes. And as you know, we are gearing up for a live group event in early January, and we're going to be hosting a webinar actually tomorrow, the day after this goes live. And so I just wanted to have you guys today speak into just the wins, the kind of what your greatest experiences were, what you got out of it, what were some of the challenges. I just want to get real because there's so many people who've reached out to me over the years since we've been running this detox and asking, you know, some really poignant questions about what they can expect. How hard is it going to be? What kind of recipes are they going to make? Is it like a major overhaul in their life? Is it going to be super inconvenient? What kind of results can they expect to get? Like, basically, they want to know, is the juice worth the squeeze? Is what they want to know. And since I created the program and I've done the program many times, I 100% think that the juice is worth the squeeze personally, but I wanted to have incredible women like yourself. You know, you are in different parts of the country. You have different experiences. You have family, partners, and different, you know, health journeys that you've been on, even while you've done the program. And so I'm really excited to have you guys kind of just share your experiences and why you decided to do it. So Spring, what I would love to do is I would love to kick off with you. And you are one of my, like, you have done the detox, I want to say at least 4 to 5 times. And you've had such incredible experiences. You've come on and you shared on the webinar. And I know that you've had groups do it with you, which is amazing. You're like, you are a true detox, 14-day detox warrior. So I would love for you to share kind of what was it in your journey? What was going on in your life at the time where you decided, you know what? I really would love a reset. I'd love 14 days to give my body, my gut, my liver, a little bit of TLC.
About 10 years ago, I had surgery. So as of right now, I have no uterus. I still have my tubes and my ovaries. And after that surgery, my doctor told me over several years that there were things I was just going to have to live with. IBM being most one of them. The up and down of hormones, the tired, the adrenal fatigue, all of these things, I would go see the doctor and they're like, well, you're just going to have to deal with it. That's the way your life is now. And I remember one particular fall, I don't know how I came across, I think it was one of your paid things on Facebook, actually, but it was a quiz, this adrenal fatigue. How do you feel about all this stuff? So I took this like quiz that you did. Every single one of those issues, I marked yes. And I cried because I thought, I don't want to live like this. I feel awful. I was tired. I was moody. Stay-at-home mom with 2 young girls. And not my biggest thing was I did not feel like myself. I did not feel happy. I was depressed. And I just remember after I took that quiz and I connected with you, I actually won the very first detox. And so you plopped me into your group and I joined all the hundreds of other women that did the detox, and just being in that community, but having you connecting with us every single day, letting us know how easy this was going to be because we had accountability. That was the first step that helped me, like, oh, okay, I can do this. But the wanting to feel myself was the biggest like kick in the pants. It was like, all right, I'm done feeling like this. I'm tired of, like, you know, following in my misery. So something's got to change. And because I said yes, I don't know if most of you know, but the instant you say yes to change, that's when that change happens. Then you have to start the action. So I did the action.
So you are a mama of 2 girls, stay-at-home mom. And I bet the girls aren't necessarily eating all of the detox foods, probably some. So how was it, you know, being a mama, cooking for everybody, and also doing this protocol, doing this detox?
I am the type of person that likes to prepare. I know my Gallup strengths, so I know that I will overthink things. So the fact that you gave us weeks of preparation and the list of what to get rid of and the list of what to get, I'm all about the lists. So it was easy because all I had to do was follow the lists. I just had to follow the timeline. The challenge for me was the making my food and then making sure everyone else had their food, which honestly was not really that hard because if I'm going to make salmon, then everyone else is eating the salmon. They can have their rice and I'm going to have my sweet potato, or I'm going to have my asparagus or my broccoli. I am totally cool with making a few extras for everybody else. So like eliminating things from my diet wasn't so much the hard part. It was making sure for me, because I'm one that likes to be prepared, making sure I had my meals. I need my meals planned out. And again, you made that easy because you have the meal plan in the book. So it's not hard, people. You just follow the directions.
I love it. Well, and the directions are very, very simple. I mean, I need something easy. I need something that is fast. You know, we were just talking before we got started about how I am the leftover queen. Like I want all the batches of everything. I'm like, is this going to last 4 days? Like, how long is this going to last me? And so I totally feel that the wanting to prep, you know, the wanting to just kind of batch everything. And then again, that's what I've heard from so many moms and so many women who are feeding more than just themselves, that, you know, if the protein is chicken or if the protein is salmon or if the protein is rice and beans or whatever it may be, that then you can augment based on that. And then real quick, I'm just curious. One of my favorite questions too is like, what kind of support did you get from your family? Were they like on board? Did you feel like you were able, you didn't have any saboteurs sometimes?
No, they're okay. Really good about supporting me and encouraging me. And even, you know, if I'm telling them I gotta jump into a Zoom meeting but I'm hungry, they'll bring me something they know that I can eat.
That's so sweet. And then the one of the last questions I want to ask you was the results. I mean, what I'm gathering that because you have done it many times and have brought a lot of people in to do it as well, that you really felt pretty good on the other side.
The very first one that I did, I actually extended it by 3 or 4 weeks because I felt so good. And eliminating all of the things that cause an issue for a short time, guys, it's only 2 weeks. It's such a minimal amount of time. And then bringing things back little at a time. I felt so, it only took 3 days before I started having energy. And then it took just a couple more days before I was sleeping with no hot flashes. So the results you get, and now everyone's different. And, you know, everyone's body's going to react differently. But for me, that was like, oh, this feels so good. Okay, I'm sticking this baby out. And I just kept doing it and, you know, would introduce things back in a little at a time. But being able to sleep with no hot flashes, having energy all day long, because my mind doesn't ever stop. But when I'm tired and my mind is going, it's so frustrating because you can't do stuff because you're tired. Being able to do my things, to be my mom, you know, to be the mommy at home that I needed to be. My girls were 5 years younger then, so they were 8 and 9, busy and homeschool. So that meant a lot to me to be able to have my, and the clarity of mind, to be able to be there present in the moment and know that I could think and function and be there as a whole person instead of just this tired, worn out flop.
I was thinking about that, about your, what may be your why, you know, cause you know, I have a Kingston, obviously my little dream baby. And I think about like, how can I show up? Like, what can I do for my body? What can I do for my mental and emotional resilience? Like, how can I support myself so that he gets the best me as much as possible? And I know that when we don't have a lot in the tank and we just feel like crap, it's really hard to like put on the big song and dance, you know, show up and do the thing and just be so happy and have energy to spare. And so I was curious to see if that was a big reason why you felt called to do something different.
I needed to be able to be a mom, a good, you know, a good mom, an energetic mom.
Absolutely. And then Spring Honey, what was the inspiration for bringing, my last question for you, for bringing others on board? Like, were you like screaming it from the rooftop? You got to do a detox. You got to do a detox. I think of Oprah.
I probably sold 20 of your books in the first couple of months after my detox, because I was so, I mean, even had a big meeting at my house to tell everybody and show them the book. And I did. I just told everybody. And it was simple as that. Here's the book. Go get it. All the stuff is in the book. Everything that you need is in the book. And then I would tell them, if you want to be in her Facebook group, here's the next launch. Here's the next detox where she'll be on live. And you know, that one-on-one support that you give in that group is amazing for people. You know, people love to connect even now, even if it's over Zoom. I think just the whole experience, honestly, you deliver great customer service. And it speaks volumes.
Thank you. Well, I think that's important. I just want to just quickly emphasize, you know, this is a live group event. We're all together in a Facebook group. It's the easiest way to get us all together. I also have customer support on the back end who's always available. And I have people inside in the group as well. But what's so great is people are, they're changing recipes to make them even better. They're coming up with different kinds of swaps within the realm of your awesome food list, your detox food list. And people are always supportive. People take pictures of their recipes. They take pictures of their teas, their beverages. And like, I really love the camaraderie and the support. Even if you don't get a partner involved or a sister or a bestie involved, which I do highly, highly recommend. It's so much fun to have somebody that like you can text on the daily about your experiences, whatever is going on. But we have a group, no matter what, where there are people constantly connecting every single day about what they're making, what they're eating, what they loved, what they're going to batch more of. Even if you're not a meal plan person, you know, even if you are, you know, you see the recipes, you just know that you've got, you know, maybe in your pesto, you know, it's not pine nuts. Maybe instead it's walnuts. Maybe it's cilantro. You know, you get to mix it up. You get to kind of play with it and figure out what works best for you. And maybe there's a salad in there that you're like, I'm never going to make that. I'm just not going to do it. So you get that choice too. You're like, I just don't like sweet potatoes. I'm not making those. Whatever that may be, like you can double down on the things that you love. And so Spring, I'm really glad that you shared. I just want to say thank you so much for sharing. And thank you so much for being such an advocate of the program. And I'm so excited to have you joining us in gosh, a little over a month.
Yes. So exciting.
All right. Jan, honey. Oh, I'm so happy. Good. How are you?
Great.
Here's something I know every woman can agree on. Stubborn belly fat can feel like the worst, especially when you've tried everything to lose it. Not to mention, belly fat can be dangerous for us too. According to a brand new study, women over 40 who have excessive belly fat are up to 20% more likely to suffer a heart attack. And no surprise, hormones are involved in belly fat production, which is actually good news because we can optimize your hormones and metabolism for a flatter stomach. And that's exactly what I'm offering to you as a free gift today. My Belly Slim Down Guide gives you 3 effective strategies to get rid of belly fat, along with recipes to reduce bloating, balance your blood sugar, and speed up your metabolic furnace to optimize fat burning. So grab the Belly Slim Down Guide with my proven protocols and recommendations and recipes now at drmarisa.com/slimdown. That's drmarisa.com/slimdown, and the link will be in the show notes. Well, Jan, I know that you have also done the detox a couple times. I think you may have just finished it not too long ago.
I finished the second one.
Wonderful. So your second time. Yeah. And I know that you are a foodie. Like a lot of people listening to this, you know, you love food that tastes good too. And so I know we're going to speak into that a little bit later, but I just wanted to, I mean, the foodies can do it, right?
Absolutely. And if you are, there's so many ways you can change things up. You've made it so easy. Because you've given everybody the recipes. My partner, Jim, has done it with me both times and is eager to do it. And so we have, when we do go out, we're both in the same boat. You know, we're both looking for how to eat in a restaurant, for example.
Okay, Candace, honey, we're gonna have you come on. Candace, you are one of my best friends. We know each other a very long time. And your amazing husband, we call him Wonderful, have done it together. And so I would love for you to kind of share, you know, what was some of the reasons why you guys have decided to consistently do it? Like, what again, and what have been, let's just dive in with that. Let's start with that.
Okay. Well, I got to say, he wasn't on board at first because I told him it was a hormone detox. And I don't know, you know, he's a very smart man, but he said, well, I don't need that because I don't have hormones. And I was like, whoa, what are you talking about? if you have a body, you have hormones, and the hormones influence every single thing that we do, everything that our body does. And so absolutely, you have hormones. One, two, you probably need a detox. So, you know, he did join after we had a little anatomy discussion, but I really started because, you know, I was in my early 40s, and honestly, I needed a jump start. I needed something. I was feeling bloated. My digestion was really sluggish and very unpredictable, which was probably one of the biggest reasons that I started, was because unpredictable digestion, not knowing when things are going to happen. It's a very uncomfortable feeling to go out and be social. And but in addition to that, you know, I have, as you're aware, PCOS, I have polycystic ovary syndrome. And so it is much harder for me as a result of this to release any weight. My skin breaks out like crazy, like I'm a teenager. And I just felt gross. And I felt like in my early 40s, it's now or never, babe. Like, it's not going to get easier for me to make these changes and to be proactive with my health. And so a lot of the symptoms from the PCOS and my digestion were really my biggest reasons for getting started on this particular journey that I'm taking with you. So, and thankfully it was an easy transition, because also my husband, very health focused, right? Mr. Wonderful, loves to be healthy. He works out all the time. He takes very good care of his body, but he also is not a fan of being inconvenienced. And so if he has to break his stride with his workday, and he does, girl, you know, I don't cook. And so the recipes needed to be very accessible, where his flow wasn't going to be interrupted and I would be able to help out. I'd be able to contribute so that he didn't feel as stressed out about making these changes. And so, you know, I am no Betty Crocker. So this is like recipes for dummies over here. And I was incredibly successful with it. We really buy a lot of the ingredients already, but just didn't piece them together in these same ways. So it was a very, very seamless transition for us. The smoothies are an easy way to get a solid, healthy meal in. Tons of veggies, lots of protein in there. The avocados. Oh, the avocados. So, you know, it made a huge difference that the recipes are so easy. The shopping list is already outlined for you step by step, every, you know, because you got to hold my hand through any sort of meal prep. It made a huge difference, not just for me, but for my husband to say, yeah, not only have we done it once, but actually we're going to join in January, and this will be our fourth time that we will be doing this over. I think it's been a little over 3 years that we've done it. So we try to do it at least once a year. But sometimes if I feel like things are not working well in my body, I'm like, okay, we're going to do it at the 6 month mark and just kind of get things back on track.
I love that. And I agree. I wasn't going to call you out on, cause you know, Alex is the cook in my house too. Juan is the cook in your house. You guys are coming over for Kingston's birthday. And I know the boys are going to be in the kitchen doing their thing. And yeah, we're the sous chefs, we're the helpers. And, and so I love that, you know, Juan's such a great litmus test for something like this, because you're right. He doesn't want to be inconvenienced. He's got his flow, and he's the one having to create, you know, make new things. But like you said, a lot of the things you guys had made, it's just a matter of it just being in a slightly different order. And I think that's really important for people to understand, is that this isn't some new crazy way of making chicken or salmon, or if you're vegetarian, beans or lentils. There's no crazy weird way of making these types of foods. You know, all of it's at a typical normal grocery store. You're not having to go to some fancy health food store to get these ingredients. And if some of the ingredients, you know, there are swaps you can make. Like if you can't find pine nuts for a pesto, you can use another kind of nut. You can use cashews, you can use almonds. And so just know that there's a lot of different ways you can make it work. You're not stuck just because there is a recipe. I don't know about you, I'm constantly changing recipes. And I'm constantly changing recipes. Like, I just need, for me, Although some people love the meal plan, some people love the recipes, some people just want the list. They're like, okay, what are the approved foods? And I'm just going to work from that. And that's what we usually have. I mean, obviously we know the approved foods by now, but for the first two times we had done it, you get a laminated, some of you get a laminated, some of it's online. But there's different packages. And one of them, you can get a lot of those, all of the, like the book, the shopping list, all these things, they come directly to your door. And so you can have that laminated food list literally on your kitchen counter and you can pull from that. And you can pull it up.
I take the little manual with me grocery shopping, and I'm just going down the list because you might mix it up, but and my husband might mix it up, but I don't cook, so I am by the book. I need step one, step two, step three. You know, I'm a fan of the 2-step process, but this is a little bit longer. I think the other thing that really helped, especially for my husband, is that we felt very full and energized. We didn't feel deprived, right? A lot of times I've tried, girl, you and I have both tried a lot of different types of detoxes. And some of them, I just feel my body like eating itself from the inside out because you are depriving yourself of so many things. And what helps us to be comfortable coming back over and over again is that we feel satiated. We don't feel like we're sacrificing so much. You know, we feel very full and satisfied all day long. So that your selections and how you've arranged things really help us to be able to carry through and be able to not fear doing it again. It's not a difficult thing, right?
Mm. I'm so glad you mentioned that, like having the energy, not feeling like you are so starving. I've had people run marathons while they're on this program. I've had people run half marathons. We've always been able to work out. I think that was the one thing I wanted to create, because you're right, we have done a lot of detoxes where I'm like, I have no energy to do anything. Like I wanted a protocol, a program that was, you could still live your life, do your things and work out, like do the things that you normally do. I didn't, that again, not disrupting your life was a big part of it. And then I want to speak into, I'd love to ask Candace, honey, what were the results for you and Juan?
So both of us, our digestion was like clockwork, and we also extended ours. So I know it was only a 2-week, but we generally will do 3 weeks. It depends on our calendar, right? But the fact that it's only 2 weeks long, we're really able to kind of schedule it in between events. You know, I love that you're doing this in January so that we're not right in the middle of the holidays. January is kind of a hibernation month for me. So I don't plan on having a lot of social engagements, but because it's only 2 weeks, we really were able to kind of schedule it like, okay, we know we have a birthday party 3 weeks from now, well, we're going to get it done before then. So, but both of us really saw major improvement in our digestion. It was like clockwork on point. I released nearly 10 pounds. And one, we don't say losing weight, but I have a friend who's a hypnotherapist, and she says words matter. Language matters. Setting yourself up for success with the words that you speak to truth every day is a big deal. So when you say you're losing weight, there's a negative connotation to the word losing, and it's as if you are looking to find it again. I am not looking to find it again. I am releasing it back into the wild where it belongs. So I released nearly 10 pounds and Juan released almost 7 pounds. He has less to lose. And that was the first time. As we've gone through it more and more, I feel like our bodies are more efficient. So the amount that we're releasing is a little bit less. It's generally 4 or 5 pounds each time that we do it that we're releasing. And my skin cleared up. But the biggest thing for me on my own journey with the polycystic ovary syndrome, as you are aware, there's very irregular cycles, menstrual cycles, when you have PCOS. And I was to a point where it was like maybe 2 or 3 times a year, my body was like sputtering out something that didn't look healthy. I don't want to get too detailed here, but it was not a healthy cycle. And after the first time that I did 3 weeks of your detox, my cycle came back healthy, and it was to the day every single month. It was crazy. I haven't had that for, I want to say I was in my early 20s last time I was regular and I was consistent. And now I'm in my mid 40s. It's been 20 years since I had a regular cycle. And it was a regular, it wasn't like crazy. It was only 3 or 4 days, but it was a healthy cycle. Again, I don't want to get too graphic, but there are signs. You can tell what's going on with your body, and that my body was not happy previously. And still, it's been a couple of years now, and I still have, like clockwork, super dependable. That to me was absolutely amazing. I mean, miraculous might be too strong of a word, but I was surprised. I was surprised that that kind of a result happened so quickly. And just with the fuel that I'm giving my body, just what I'm offering my body, please, you know, I want you to function to your highest and your best ability. The fuel that we're putting in makes all the difference.
Mm. Oh my, I just love that. It is honestly miraculous. I mean, let's just look at that real quick. 20 years of irregular or no periods, right? Mm-hmm. And girl, you're in your 40s, right? Where things start to shift and change. Like, yeah. It's just... Amen to all the ladies out there in their 40s where things are beginning to change and you're pivoting with your body. And your period after almost a 20-year hiatus comes back online and is like, I'm here to stay. Like it's a major healing just happened. Let's get this show on the road. And that is so powerful. You know, there's so many women listening to this show who are struggling with hormone issues, with menstrual cycle irregularities, gut issues, you know, not feeling like themselves, holding on to weight that just won't budge. And so often, even 14 days, although I love that Spring and Candace, you both shared that you guys had done it for longer. And that's one thing I see a lot of. I want people to know it's just a 14-day program, 14-day detox, and you get a week to prep. So we're not throwing you in the deep end by any means. You are eased into it, right? Absolutely. So it doesn't take you by surprise. And then you can be done. You can be done in 14 days.
I think that us extending it really just speaks to how easy it is, how seamless it is, how satisfied we feel. Like, trust me, if I was feeling like this was hard, it was inconvenient, I felt hungry all the time, ain't no way I am extending. And in fact, I probably would have cut it short. You know, it wasn't a plan for us that we were going to go to 3 weeks. We just felt like this felt so easy. Like Faith was saying earlier, it feels so good to have our body functioning so well that it was easy for us to decide, you know what, maybe we'll just go a couple more days and maybe we'll just go a couple more after that. So I think it just really speaks to the ease of it all.
Mm, I love that. Oh, so good. Thank you so much, Candace, for sharing. I'm so glad to have you guys back. And in January, and just a heads up, you guys, doors are opening. We already actually have a lot of people signed up on our wait list. And again, we don't officially kick off until January 9th or 10th. And we have that first week of January to prep up. So there is time. Like, I know that we're in the middle of the holidays right now as we're recording this, and you are still probably dreaming of somebody's amazing pie or someone's cookies, you know, and I know you're thinking to yourself, like, I'm probably due for a reset after this. So I want you to know that I take into consideration ease and grace in everything. And so this doesn't like wham, bam, you start on the second. No, you get that whole week to kind of, I feel like you need that whole first week of January to just get it together before you actually commit to something. You know, I know people make these resolutions and they put their goal on the table, but I really feel like people's goals shouldn't really start until the second week of January. Like, give yourself that first week to recover and to get it together, you know, put all the stuff away, like de-decorate, all that kind of stuff. And then make a commitment that feels really good. That would be my recommendation. That's why we're doing it the way we're doing it. That's kind of how I always feel about it. Okay. While we're waiting for Jan, I'm trying to think, what was some of the, like in the program, were there ever moments where you had events or you were seeing friends that you found, or do you find any challenges or difficulties in that, either Spring or Candace? Because I know life is happening, right? People are traveling or people are going to an event, a party. Did you guys ever find, or you're going out to dinner with friends, any issues there, or how did you navigate those moments?
I remember the first time that I did this, we had it, and it course, I had to do it during the holidays. Right. But I was determined to feel better. So I did not even care that it was all during the holidays. But I remember we went to a barbecue, and it was a like a New Year's Eve type barbecue. And the people's house that we were going to, they always put out this spread of food that was just like, wow. But I also knew that the majority of it, I was not going to be able to eat. So I brought my own stuff. I brought fish to put on the grill, and he cooked it for me. And I brought my vegetables to put with it, and I brought my own snacks. And I just thought, you know what? I feel good. I'm not going to compromise it. Yeah, I'd love to have some chips and salsa, but nope, I don't want to suffer and go backwards at all. I'm doing so good right now. So I just brought my own stuff. Wasn't a big deal.
Awesome. Yes.
My strategy has always been, I just eat before I go. Just fill up on all of the deliciousness that is available to me so that when I get there, I'm just not interested in whatever is being offered. And I feel like, you know, if I don't show up hungry, then I'm able to make much better decisions about what I choose to eat, you know. And then there's always a veggie platter somewhere at the party, right? There's always some things that you'll be able to grab. I personally find the crunchy things are like more satisfying to me. And I think that there's even some psychology behind, like, if you can eat it, if it looks colorful, if you can hear it when you're eating it, then it feels more satiating too. So I'm always looking, the first thing I do as I go and I get a plate, whether I'm hungry or not, I will go and get a plate of vegetables so that when something happens and I'm like, ooh, I already have something in my hand. And so my strategy is always, first and foremost, eat before you go. Second, as soon as I walk in the door, I'm looking for the veggie platter and I'm getting some crunchy things on my plate so that as soon as the moment strikes, I have something to bite into right away.
I love those. I love those. That's exactly what, literally what I've done too, was either eat before we go and then bring my, especially, you know, you all kind of know where you're going or whose house you're headed to, you know, and you can kind of prep from there. You know, there are definitely some of my friends, super healthy, like I know I'm going to be cool. And then other friends where I'm like, oh no, that there's going to be Cheetos and, you know, who knows, like all kinds of crazy dips and stuff. Like, I better be prepared. And, you know, as a mom in particular, we bring so many snacks for Kingston. Like, we are like the snack family. And so we bring all the snacks for all of us now. And so that has been like, I have a new lot in life. Like, that was obvious that we did during the detox, but now we bring snacks to pretty much everywhere we go so that we're always making healthy choices. And so Kingston's been a really good like lesson for us to be, I am always prepared these days. All right, Jan, honey, I think you're sounding good. Let's see.
I changed to my iPad instead of my computer. So is that better?
Yes. Yay. Okay. We can hear you. All right, Jan, honey. What was your impetus for wanting to do the program?
Well, I had a hysterectomy in my 40s. I am now 60. And I was on estrogen therapy, hormone therapy. And I was on it for about 18 years. And then I came up with breast cancer. And so that was in January of 17. And then recently, last year, as you know, we went through the whole process again. And so because it was the second time, we had to do the chemo, we had to do radiation. And I just felt the need to get rid of all of this toxic. What's more toxic than chemo? And so I just felt the need to do it the second time. The first time I did it, I really just wanted, as you know, or as both of you ladies may know, I work with Marisa. And so I do a lot of consultations, and I'm speaking about the detox, and I decided it was time that I could speak from my heart. So I now could really sell the detox, definitely. And then this past time, getting rid of my own toxicness, it felt great. Energized. I felt like I was really doing something healthy for my body. We're pretty good eaters. We eat a lot of fish. We eat a lot of vegetables. But this kind of took it up a notch. You know, we got rid of the sugar, the alcohol, the caffeine. And so it was great. And I agree with both of you ladies too, is that it is easy. I think you on your menu planning give us more food than at least I can eat in a day. So, you know, being hungry wasn't an issue. Also, if I'm eating I have to be satisfied. If I have dinner and I'm not satisfied, I'm going to start looking around for something. And so I have to be satisfied. And all of those recipes did it. And we did change it up a bit too. So
I love that. I love that you guys were like, you know what, we're going to mix it up. I know you guys host a lot. You guys, you have a revolving door, you got friends coming over all the time. And so I know it is really important for you to not only, you know, make healthy food or make food that tastes delicious, but that also, you know, kind of works with your life, works with your social life.
Unfortunately, we have friends that, you know, like I'm bringing hummus for an appetizer for Thanksgiving and she's doing the vegetables just because that's the way some of my friends are. So we know, like you said, to your point, going to her house, I know I'm going to get healthy choices, you know, and so that makes it easy.
And then I would love for you to, I know you've shared a little bit about your results and kind of the reason why you were doing it, right? You do chemo, you do radiation. It's a lot to put into your body and, you know, a gentle way to kind of give your gut and your liver who worked so hard during those treatments, giving them a little break, giving them a little TLC, like noticing your energy come back online, noticing you just feeling a little bit better. But what were some, I mean, Jim was down to do it, right? So what were some of Jim's results?
He got a lot more energy and Jim lost 16 pounds the first time we did it. I lost 11. And for me, that was a byproduct I wasn't even expecting. That was like a shocker to me. I was looking to detox, just like you said, give my liver a break, find some more energy. The second time, of course, I was really looking for more energy. And so losing the weight was just kind of a really big surprise. I think, too, that in January, I think we're going to do it. Jim is all about this. He'll do it an extended period of time. And so I think January is such a good time to do it because after all the overeating, over sugaring, probably over alcohol, you know, that you would not do because it's the holidays. I think January is a perfect time to reset your body and set it up for, you know, the rest of the year and be healthy. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I know Jim travels a bit. And
he does. I have a funny story about that. The last detox we did, he calls me and he goes, "Babe, what can I have for breakfast?" Because we do the green smoothies at home, which I've incorporated. In fact, I have one here I made this morning. I incorporate those into our lifestyle forever now. They're so delicious, but he didn't have that option. And so I said, see if the restaurant will make you a salad. And I said, if you get a salad and you want to add to it, add some protein to it, you know, see if they'll perhaps grill you a chicken or a breast or something like that. I think restaurants are becoming so much more, they know we're all doing something different and they're much more willing, I think, these days to kind of help you. And so they absolutely did that for him. And so it was, when he's traveling, it's easy to do the evening meal, but it's not. The breakfast meal was a challenge for him, but it worked perfect for him. And so that's what he did for the rest of the time he was out, so.
Nice. Awesome. Well, I just love that you shared that because I know that Jim, there's never probably a time where Jim's going to be doing the program and not be on a work trip, you know? And right. So I wanted to speak into that because I get that everyone comes from different walks of life, different schedules, different family commitments, different family circumstances. And we have had every kind of situation, circumstance. Again, we've even ran this during the holidays. I know I was crazy. And we had hundreds of people do it, right? Like, and so I've seen every kind of thing that comes up. And that's the beautiful thing about the Facebook group is that someone's going to be like, oh my gosh, I have an emergency family trip in the middle of this that came out of nowhere. Like, how do we navigate this? Or my family isn't on board. How do I navigate this? You know, and so that's what I love about the accountability, the support. I'm going to be in the group talking about it. You have a membership. You get daily videos and daily emails to support you. Everything that you need is at your disposal from the second you sign up. So you have plenty of time to prep. Plenty of time to prep. And so, you know, I've checked every box of making it as easy as possible for anyone who wants to join. And I know each and every one of you, well, actually Spring, honey, you've had friends do it with you. Have you all really loved having a partner or having someone kind of doing it with you?
It makes it so much easier. Yeah. It really does.
I love doing it with Alex. I have a slew of people. Obviously I'm doing it with everybody, but it's nice to have someone, you know, that you like in your home, like it's nice when people in your house are down to do it. So the reason why I'm saying that is if you're thinking about it right now, if you're thinking like, okay, these are everyday incredible women who have different circumstances and they made it work and their partners were down to do it too. You know, maybe I can convince my partner to do it with me. And I recommend you sharing this episode with them, you know, and sharing the detox page. I will have it in the show notes, just drmarisa.com/detox, and just getting them on board. If you are a full body yes, then I would say do your best to get them. Just sign them up too. You know what I'm saying? Like make them a full body yes, whether they, because you know, sometimes, especially with our partners, sometimes we just know what's best. You know what I'm saying? And what's great is Kingston, you know, who he is now obsessed with avocado. He says avca. Mama avca. And so we're going through a lot more avocado in my house, but a lot of the recipes, this is how Kingston's been eating. And so all three of us will be on the program. I mean, we'll make some modifications for Kingston, but it'll be a family affair come January, which is really exciting. Well, ladies, thank you so much for spending the time today, for sharing your experiences. And I am so thrilled to have you guys coming on back in about a month's time. We're all going to be doing it together. And in the meantime, have an amazing holidays, have an amazing celebration with friends and family, you know, live it up, do it up, because we're going to be cleaning it up in just a few weeks.
You treat yourself before you clean it up. Yeah. I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you.
Yes. All right. Thank see you guys you. Soon. Thank you. Thank Thanks. You.
Thanks, Marisa.
So after hearing each of Spring, Candace's, and Jan's stories today, it's clear what is possible when you give your body a 2-week reset. Just 2 weeks. And don't you deserve it? Plus, how great would it be if by the end of January, you felt more clear, more energized, with total food freedom? Freedom that you may have never experienced before. You'd feel like you could conquer the rest of the year with ease. Check done, right? Because who you are on day one is not who you will be on day 15. You will literally feel like a whole different person on day 15. And the reason why I can say this with such conviction is that I've seen it over and over and over again with thousands of detoxers who have gone through this program with me live as a group. Now, at the end of the 14-day detox, you will also have a new set of tools on how to heal your gut and liver and your metabolism. And guess what? These tools will easily translate into everyday life moving forward. This is what I love about it, is that you're going to be able to create sustainable results over time. Plus, you don't have to go it alone. You're going to receive epic support from me and the entire detox community. See, one of my favorite things about doing this with a group live is the pictures of recipes and the meals that everyone's preparing and the different tips and different creations that people create, the camaraderie, the cheering on. So after hearing each of Spring, Candace, and Jan stories, it's clear what's possible when you give your body a 2-week reset. I'm talking only 14 days. And don't you deserve it? Plus, how great would it be if by the end of May 2023, you felt clear, more energized, and with total food freedom? You'd feel like you could conquer the rest of your year with ease. See, who you are on day one of this program is not who you will be on day 15. You will literally feel like an entirely new person on day 15 in all of the best ways. See, at the end of the 14-day detox, you will have a new set of tools on how to heal your gut, liver, and metabolism. And these tools can easily translate into your everyday life moving forward. And I am a testament to that. See, I've been doing this detox program on and off for over 5 years, and it has created some of my biggest health transformations. I'm actually still reaping the benefits of January's detox, where Alex and I did over 30 days, and then we set some incredible health habits moving forward. And I will tell you that my blood sugar is the most optimal, my labs look incredible, and I am more toned and more energized than I have been in years. I will tell you that my goal of being in the best health and the best shape of my life is really paying off, and it all started from kicking off with a 30-day detox earlier this year.
And I am so excited to go into the May program with you if you decide to join, because I want to continue to accelerate my results heading further into the year. And that's what I love about this program, is that you don't have to go it alone. You will receive epic support from me and the detox community. One of my favorite things about doing this with a live group is all of the pictures of recipes and meals everyone is preparing during the program. We literally feel like a family and a community cheering each other on. And this is going to be one of the best groups yet. With over 170 people already signed up and ready to go, let me tell you, so many of these people are ready to realize their health goals from earlier this year. So if you're thinking to yourself right now that you need something, a first step, a plan that is actually going to move the needle in your health, especially after trying a bunch of frustrating ways to lose weight so far this year, well, then this detox is literally for you. Whether you're looking to reduce some significant inflammation or some symptoms that you've been dealing with, or you just want to drop the excess holiday weight that you haven't yet been able to lose this year, this simple yet effective detox is your ticket to epic results. Now, you're going to love the easy-to-follow recipes, the meal plan, the metabolic blueprint, even the cheat sheet on how to eat out while on the detox, along with a solid framework to maintain your success long after the 14 days, just like thousands of other detoxers. I'm talking about over 6,500 other detoxers have done over the past 5 years. These were important factors when I created the 14-day detox program, because I wanted you to get amazing results as quickly as possible without a lot of time and hassle spent. Now, if you're thinking to yourself that your health is worth a very small investment and that you deserve to finally feel better, head on over to drmarisa.com/detox to sign up and choose the package that works best for you. And even better, grab a detox buddy. Grab your partner, or grab a sister, or grab a bestie, so you have someone that keeps you accountable and you guys are doing it together. Again, that's drmariza.com/detox. And I will have the link in the show notes. Don't worry. And all the details will be on that link for you to choose the best thing, the best package that works for you. You can literally get started for as low as $24.50 a month with the bronze package. It's the full digital package. And I've added more bonuses and more goodies for this go around that I'm so excited for you, because it's going to make it easier and easier to get the best results. But I do highly recommend the gold kit if you are in the U.S. Outside of the U.S., I'm not able to ship out the gold kit supplements, but the supplements in the gold kit, the liver detox kit, will literally accelerate your results. So I just wanted to let you know that. That's why over 80% of people choose the gold package every single time we do this. So I hope to see you in our live group in just a few weeks. And again, thank you so much for stopping by and listening here to the Essentially You podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode where I dive into one of my absolute favorite programs, because I've seen it transform so many lives, and I just really hope that I get to transform yours too. If you love these tips, be sure to subscribe for more easy ways to heal your hormones and to upgrade your health. Until the next episode, have an amazing day.